very soon now, the senior DJ on the Comet will line up the national anthem for the last time and aboard our very brave wee ship lying off the Fife coast. And when the signal is put over to the radio engineer, end all transmissions. That will be the last sound ever to be heard from Radio Scotland. I'm sitting all alone in the studio here, and the hands on the clock are simply racing away, round and round and round. Oh dear, if there was only a way to stop it and to go back to New Year's Eve, 1965. Now, while the last record was on, I looked around the studio in a nostalgic mood, because it's quiet here, and I heard the voices of the many, many artists who came in to entertain us, from Max Bygraves to Jimmy Logan, Julie Rogers, Willie Starr, Larry Marshall, Charlie Sim, and a host of other people. Well, they're all away now, and the studio is quiet. It will never be used again for any broadcasts on Radio Scotland. And that is the end, as I said, of an era. And I would like to take this opportunity here, before we go off the air forever, of paying any special tribute and thanks to a very wonderful team I've had with me on the Comet. All the disc jockeys, to the crew and to the captain. From all of the boys and girls at Radio Scotland House. If I may, I'd like to say a big thank you to all the former disc jockeys who were with us too, from Brian Holden, who was a coordination executive way back in the early days, for his loyalty and enthusiasm, to Bob Spencer, Alan McKenzie, the Canadian with the golden voice, Eddie White, the Braw Lad from Hibernian, Roger Gale, who was the first senior disc jockey, Alan Black, and to all of those young men who wanted to become DJs on Radio Scotland. Well, to you, and to all of you, in fact, a very big thank you again. Well, we in Scotland have never accepted defeat lightly in the past. We have been suppressed and oppressed many times in our long and illustrious history, but we have always come back to win, for we are a proud, independent people. We have demanded the retention of Radio Scotland. It has been refused us, but I don't think it will be for long. For we are Scotland the Brave. Well, from all of us at Radio Scotland, it's not goodbye, merely au revoir. And from me, my sincere thanks to all of you very wonderful people out there, the people of Scotland, for your wonderful loyalty and support. Only remains now for me to say, in the dying minutes of Radio Scotland, to again thank you from the bottom of my heart, and to say goodbye, and God bless you all. Bye-bye.